weekend is a computer and you've been running the same buggy code since childhood, let's talk reality coding. It's gonna be a series, so we're going to break it down. But the first thing that you need to realize is that we have 60,000 thoughts literally per day, and 95% of these 60,000 thoughts that we have per day are the same as yesterday. So we're all unconsciously running the same programming that we don't even think to update. Not only do we not think to update it, but we don't even know that we have admin access and that we could literally edit the code. And mind you, you didn't code yourself right now alone. You had the help of your parents, your family, your friends, your whole environment. Because think about it, if you had a teacher that told you that you would, you know, never make it past high school, or you would fail, or you had a sports coach that always put you down, those are literally prompts prompting you to feel in that way. For example, we do prompting all the time. We prompt our reality all the time. When we say things like, I can't afford something, or I'm not good enough at this, I'm not good at this, or money's hard to make, I'm not a lucky person. Boom, clock it, because that's literally you prompting your whole reality. Yeah, you're not a lucky person? Okay, so be it then. You're right, that is the prompt that you're giving to your reality. Therefore, creating a bug in your system. Because let's say you want to be a famous content creator. Well, how could you become famous if you have a fear of being perceived, right? Because you're going to be perceived when you're famous. So that fear could be blocking you from where you want to go. So essentially in this series, what we're going to do is we're going to audit your life, your mind, and your consciousness. And we're gonna use tools like AI, ChatGPT, Claude 4, and it's gonna be a whole series where we're gonna look at where you wanna go, where you are today, and what prompted you to get here. Because these are all very, very important things. Most people will literally buy a new iPhone every year and update all their software, but they won't even think to update their internal software. Our software, even the way that the whole body works. So this is what we're gonna focus on in this series for the next video. And I'm gonna show you guys how to do the full audit using AI. It's really fun, it's really cool. I've been doing it with myself and my whole team. And we use AI to ask certain Q&As to help us create a new code for our lives.